Hello, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. This is Daniela from Elephant.com. How are you?
Good. Okay, so I was wondering how to get a hold of you directly, and I forgot how to do that on the phone. But anyway, I haven't seen the website. How do I check to see if the website's running on my...
Here, let me see. Okay.
Because I followed up, and I canceled with this other company, that, and they keep on charging me. And, this, town square, whatever it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I got the bank where they're going to, have a discussion with them to reimburse me for 2 months.
Okay.
But
good.
when I go to my website, I pull up and I think I see them on the website instead of the website I have with you guys. I don't understand that.
Okay. So let's see. So we did complete your website. I sent you an email with the link to that, but I can also send you a text right now. And let me confirm, because from what I understood, we actually purchased the domain for you on your behalf. So the site shouldn't be linked to Town Square at all. There shouldn't be any issue with that.
Right. But they have it. Somehow they have it on, when I look at my, when I Google Locksmith and pull myself up underneath Google Map.
Okay.
And I go to, when I check the website, I think it shows their website that they,
let's see.
Did that canceled.
Yeah,
them.
Here. Let me pull up your Google listing then. Sorry to misunderstand. Let me pull this up. Because if it is linked to the Google listing, and we do have access, so let me see. So it looks like Marie Pelode. I'm not exactly sure if that's your associate or if that's from Town Square, but it looks like Marie Pelode is the main owner of your Google listing. We're also owners of the listing, and then you're a manager on the listing as well. You know what? Let me update this to owner.
No, Marie, I'm not sure why they haven't got that cleared up. She was on her cleaning business, and she called to get things going for me. I'm not sure why they haven't got that cleared up yet.
Okay, so let's see. So I'm making myself a primary owner so that I can remove Marie. Okay.
Right.
So I'm removing her because I want to make sure that the edits that we make all that they're not changed again. So let me see. I want to confirm. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. The old website is linked on there. So let me just update this right now. It's a quick change. It shouldn't cause any delays or anything. So.
Okay.
Okay, great. So it's under review right now, so it should go live before the end of the business day. I haven't seen it take longer than that, but I'll go ahead and check back again tomorrow and see if that was if that took, and you should see it updated on your end once it's pushed through and published. Okay.
Okay. And another thing too, when you go to the Google Maps and you look at that website, that's going to be different now, right?
Yes, that's what I just updated. So that's going to show
Now,
the website.
when you go over to the website, you know, those options, and you click website, for some reason, that square comes up, their website.
Okay, say that one more time for me. Sorry.
If you go over to where you click and you get into my Google Maps where it says affordable 24/7 locksmith, if you look closer to the right where it says options, you have an option to go to website, and you click on website, it shows what they created.
Oh, right. Yeah. So that is what I just updated, because on the back end, on the account side, it was the only website that was linked was the Town Square one. So I just updated that, and it's under review, so Google has to publish those changes. So anywhere where the website is linked online, meaning your Google listing, where that's what you're seeing on the maps, that's your Google My Business listing. So anywhere that your website is linked, it is going to now be updated to the website that we created for you. So right now it is, So it might take, by the end of the day, it usually is pretty quick, but I'm going to check back tomorrow and see if it's updated. Here, actually, let me see. Oh, great. Yeah, it looks like it's already updated. So Google published that. So if you want to refresh and hit the website button again, it should take you to the website that we created for you.
Okay, and another thing, what was it?
The website that, what is it, Town Square?
Yeah.
That they created, you like that better than the one that they created. Is there any way they can?
I don't know yet. I haven't looked at the one they created.
Okay, all right.
But, the only thing that she's talking about is there was like a call button, but I think you guys already have that now.
Yeah, so I sent you a text message right now with a link to the website, and then you can also see it on your Google My Business listing. And I sent you an email with a link, so I want you to go ahead and review that. And if there's any changes that you want to make, such as like the photo layout or the photo backgrounds or some of the content or the color scheme, we can change that. But unfortunately, we can't change like the full layout of the page. And then we can always add more buttons like your Facebook page or anything like that. So yeah, if there's any changes, we can be flexible with a lot of it and make updates to make it more appealing and how you would like it to look, okay?
Okay, and another thing was, too, is with Google Guaranteed, do you show anything for that or Twitter?
Yeah. So your Google Guaranteed ads, we needed to set up the appointment to submit the application, and I know we did briefly discuss this, so actually let me pull this up so I know what I quoted you. Give me 1 second.
You're my contact person, right?
Yeah, I'm your account manager for relevant.com, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to go ahead and send you an email with all my contact information because I know you said at the start that you didn't know how to reach me. So I'm going to send you an email with my contact information. Unfortunately, I don't have a direct line because I am only here for about 20 hours out of the week. So I don't have a direct line, but I do have a link where you could schedule an appointment with me directly. It's basically like a link to my calendar. So you can schedule an appointment with me whenever you need when I'm in the office, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me just look into the Google Guaranteed. Give me 1 second.
And if she's not in office, then who do you talk?
I just sent an email.
Right, yeah, and I'm usually really good. I'll get back to you within one business day, and if I'm in the office, I always respond within the hour. So for the most part, you won't have to wait for longer than a business day to hear back from me.
Okay.
Okay, so for the Google Guaranteed program, you currently don't have an account with them yet. I know I did message you with the details of, or emailed you with the details of the program. So it is a 250 application just to get started. And what we would have to do is set up an appointment where you and I would go through the application together and fill out any necessities, like report any employees that you have that you want to report. We don't have to report everybody. We would fill out the application together and then submit that to Google. And then it takes approximately about like 4 to 8 weeks. And it's usually on the shorter end of that, but it takes about 4 to 8 weeks for that to be processed because Google, we run background checks on your behalf, and Google does background checks as well and does checks on your business and everything. And for the most part, it won't be a problem if you have, like, any issues, like personal issues, like if you have like a criminal history or anything, that won't be an issue because I have had clients who have been, who have a criminal history that still were approved. That Google is more concerned about the company standing and whether or not you've had any really negative customer interactions. So that's what they're really searching for. But just to reassure you, I wanted to give you that background. So we'd have to run the background check, and that takes approximately like 48 weeks. And then once that goes through and you're ready to go live, we'll contact you, and then we'll get the budget to activate your campaign, because it's kind of like Google Ads where you need to set the monthly budget in advance. But what I do like about Google Guaranteed and what's different than Google Ads is if you did want to like cancel in the future, or if you like got some leads that weren't relevant to your business, you get refunded all of that money that was charged. So for example, like if you put, this is just the number, this isn't related to the amount for your business, but say you put like $100 in your Google Guarantee campaign, right? So you put $100 and you get 5 leads within a week, and then 4 out of those leads were legitimate, but what the last one was an illegitimate lead, somebody calling to ask about like tree services. That probably won't happen, but just as an example, we would actually dispute that lead on your behalf and you would get that money refunded. And if, for example, at the end of that week, you didn't want to run any more ads because you were all booked up, we would pause the ads for you. And if you wanted to cancel, God forbid, we could even, we would just charge you the cost for the four leads that you got that were legitimate and then refund whatever the rest was. So if it were like $100 and each lead was like 10 bucks, that would be $60 that would be refunded to you with no right. additional fees or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. So in your area right now, the cost per lead is on the pricier side. It's $17.33, so that means every lead that you receive is going to be $17. But like I said, since I'm your account manager, I'm going to be monitoring your account. Every lead that you receive, I'm going to make sure that it's legitimate. And if it's somebody that's not asking about your pricing or about the services that you offer, I'm going to dispute on your behalf and I'll be sending you weekly status reports of your return of investment. So it's a very like hands-on program that, or kind of campaign management that we do on your behalf just to make sure that you're getting the most out of the money that you're investing in this.
Right. And you're talking about for Google Guarantee, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So, so nothing's been done with that at all yet?
Not yet. Well, we needed your confirmation first because I know last we spoke you wanted to hold off on that for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that. I'm probably because of the knee surgery probably, but yeah, I think I'm ready to go on it now.
Yeah? Okay. So.
Yeah, but it's going to be about 8 weeks before we know or.
Yeah, 4 to 8 weeks. We're going to have to set up the appointment where you and I are going to submit the application. I can do that as early as tomorrow if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to confirm though. So is it okay for me to run the payment for the $250 for the application fee on your, account number ending in 3786?
Oh, let's see here. 3786. I'm just trying to think. Cause I just, had the card compromised. I'm not sure.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Nowhere near the way that my cards. Can we just do this tomorrow, just to make sure I have everything?
Yeah. Okay. So what time?
That card, the information you might have to be updated. Because.
So we can hold off tomorrow when we have the follow up appointment. So let me see. You are in. Let's see. So you're in Eastern Time, right?
Central Time.
Oh, Central Time. Okay. So you're in Central Time, so let's see. I would be available from, let me pull up my calendar. So tomorrow I have a pretty open schedule, so anytime from 10:30 to 2:30 your time, I'm free. So what would work best for you?
I would say probably 12:30.
12:30? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you an invitation with all the details. Would you want it to be a phone call or would you want to do a video call? Because either would be possible.
Phone call probably better.
Okay. All right, and just make sure you have I'm going to send you an email with all of this confirmed, but make sure you have your business license number, your tax ID number as well, your driver's license on hand, and I'll send you an email because I know it's a lot of information. So just make sure you have all of those documents on hand, and if you want to report any employees that you have, like any client-facing employees part of the business, we'll also need their driver's license, their resident address, their...
I don't have any employees.
Perfect. Okay, so then we'll just need all of that information for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'll just send you an email with all that. Oh, and I did want to mention, I don't know if you recall, but the last time we spoke when we initially transferred you to my department, you mentioned that you wanted a logo. And I did finish that logo for you. I'm not sure if you had a chance to review that.
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and resend those the logos to you, and just let me know which one you prefer out of the three templates. And I can also make slight edits to those too, like if you want a different font or if you want it like bigger or anything like that, or like a different icon, just let me know and I can make those small edits for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, of course. Are there any other questions or concerns I can help with?
I'm sorry, ma'am. What was that?
Do you have any other questions or concerns that I can help with right now?
Yeah, what was the question that you got?
The logo you're going to send him, and if he wants to get some business cards, can he use that logo?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, this is going to be for him to keep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate it. That's it.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time, Mark, and you're going to have my contact information. I'll send you that email. I'll send you a summary of everything that we're going to need for the application tomorrow, and then I'll get your card information then, and then I'll send you the logos as well, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.